Instead of 10 tips, I'm going to focus on the three basic building blocks that deal with the tax consequences of a bankruptcy plan or a 363 sale. Michelle talked a good bit about the ICL case, and so we'll talk a bit about that, but I won't repeat that discussion. But we're going to talk about the building blocks, and they're basically three that relate to the tax consequences of a bankruptcy transaction. But before we get to those three, let me first try to convince you why you should want to know about them. First, in my experience in working in this area quite a bit, tax is really an important element to developing a bankruptcy plan or a plan for a 363 sale. Why is it important? Because that the cash income taxes that are either paid in the transaction itself or are paid by the restructured enterprise after the transaction are key elements to negotiating the bankruptcy deal to begin with. They affect enterprise value. They affect exit financing. So they're extremely important to the question of what is this business going to be worth after the transaction and who's going to get what in the transaction itself, which claim holders are going to get money in and at what levels. And so tax is really extremely important in that part of the process. And as you will note when we get to it, that's something that happens very early on that we have to start to think about how taxes are going to affect what this business is, will be worth afterwards. In addition, another important reason why focusing on taxes early is essential is that, as we'll talk about and I'll describe briefly as we go along,